Good morning. It's July 11, 2011. The time is 6:37 a.m. Eastern Standard Time here in upstate New York. On a Monday morning, I'm out on the porch again with a cup of coffee to record this audio boo before I head into the job site. And I have a few thoughts, I guess, concerning the so-called Google Plus versus Facebook. Of course, we all know Google Plus has been out for a couple weeks. I think I heard something yesterday that today Google Plus will be coming out with some sort of an announcement that they're at 6 million plus users on the Google Plus beta that was released, and myself being one of them. And I did send out an invite to my first invite last night. Didn't work, so it's telling me that the Google open and close on again, off again invite thing is still continuing. But I've mentioned in previous audio boos here, last couple, that I am on Google Plus and I am enjoying it. But I'm also still on Facebook. Again, I make no bones about it that it's on a limited level of people that I'm following and associating with on Facebook, as far as family and my old Air Force buddies that from years back and whatnot. And I'm doing the same to a certain aspect right now with the circle that I've established on Google Plus. But last night I had an opportunity with one of my friends that I over on Facebook that I sent an invitation to try out the new Facebook video chat, and I like it. It's good, and it's a one-on-one, and yeah, where Google Plus, of course, has a 10 person video chat capability. So the comparisons is, you know, in the normal day you're gonna be making a phone call, and it's a one-on-one, where the Google Plus is sort of like a video conferencing. And let's face it, I don't really do that many video conferencing at work, though I have been involved in a few and stuff with the job and whatnot. But it's good to have that capability. So to me, this talk about Google Plus versus Facebook, I think there's room for both as far as within the social media realm. I was getting ready to say circle there, but that wouldn't be fair to Facebook. But Google Plus continues to work out the bugs. Last night when I was on Google Plus, there was a bug that popped up for one of the individuals that I'm following. That's Chris Perillo. And at first when it was, it seemed like, what the hell's going on in my stream here? Is he spamming all these pictures? And I guess there's a bug there or something to where it just kept on coming up. So I ended up just doing what I guess anybody would do if there's spam. I don't want to not follow Chris Perillo because I think he's a wealth of information. That's why I do follow him. And I think he's generally a basically a good person, even though some people might think otherwise. But it seemed like all of a sudden his pictures were just spamming the stream. So I muted the post, and I think that's an option I like, and it's the same as Facebook. They have that capability, but the difference between the two that I really like is the editing capability. You can edit your posts in Google Plus, where you can't do that in Facebook, and I think that editing, being able to go back and edit, is a really unique, and I really like that particular feature. Now that I've been on it for almost coming up on a week here and stuff, so I have sent feedback into Google Plus, and I just think it is a pretty good feature there that might be overlooked by the general pop there as not being that big of a deal. But that's all I have to say. I'm going to finish my coffee here, get my butt into the job site. Have a good day today, and you all have a good day out there. And be fire safe, be fire wise, learn not to burn, and ciao for now.